This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted, my longtime friend Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney fully knows the importance of preserving peace by ensuring that America has a strong, modern nuclear deterrent force. For that reason, Cheney says we must go forward with basing the MX, or Peacekeeper missile, on mobile rail cars in the western states. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Soviet Union has a huge lead on us in mobile missiles that are hard to detect and even harder to hit, while the United States has only our very vulnerable fixed missiles in underground silos. To remedy this imbalance, we must complete the MX rail basing program. Only then can we be sure that the Soviets won't be lured into launching a preemptive first strike against us sometime in the future. Sure, Soviet President Gorbachev is anxious and working hard to promote good relations with the United States, but he won't be around forever. We have to be prepared for any future contingency, and that means keeping our strategic forces modern and at full force.
Al, after 16 years trying and billions of dollars wasted, the Pentagon still hasn't come up with a rational plan to protect MX missiles against the Soviets. If the missiles can't survive attack, they're not much good for deterrence. Inevitably, the Soviets will see them as first-strike weapons, and that makes the arms race more dangerous. In a crisis, we'd face a use-them-or-lose-them psychology that would make nuclear war more likely. The latest scheme to protect the missiles is no better than the others, Al. At a cost of $15 billion, the Pentagon wants to put them on railroad trains or military bases from Louisiana to Wyoming. In theory, the trains would move on to the nation's rail system in a crisis and be hard to detect. The trouble is, it takes 4 to 6 hours for the trains to leave, but only 30 minutes for the Soviet missiles to arrive. Back to the drawing board, Al. This scheme won't work either. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on nuclear weapons plants. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.